This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الأولين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الآخرين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And inshallah we want to start recognizing the brothers and the sisters who are also following us online, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khaira for keeping up with Surah Tabarak. Actually many people, alhamdulillah, they watch this life in so many places by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the benefits of technology. There are a lot of disadvantages out there. So at least you can utilize technology towards such a thing. Surah Tabarak, chapter 67 of the Quran, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one more lecture and we will complete explaining the surah. This is the lecture before last, which is lecture number 8, I believe. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the last lecture, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we are going to be dealing with verses 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. And here is the context of these verses. Like we mentioned the ikhwah in multiple times before, that the Quran gives a lot of emphasis on the concept of the lordship of Allah. Al-Rububiyyah. That's what you call Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always speaks of His creation. Always indicates that He provides for you. That He owns everything. That He takes care of everything. What this will do, this will instill in our hearts the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should lead us to what? Tawheed al-uluhiyya, that we worship Him, that we single Him out, nufriduhu bi-a'malina. We single Him out with our actions. We do not associate with Him. We do not pray in other deities. We do not set rivals with Him. That is the Quran which was revealed in Mecca. And Tabarak is one of these. And Tabarak in particular, or Surah Al-Mulk in particular, is a chapter that has a lot of emphasis on this. Because remember, it's supposed to save you from the punishment in the grave. And remember the first question in the grave. What? Who is your Lord? So that surah talks about the lordship of Allah. But again, ya ikhwa, be careful. The lordship, you recognizing the lordship of Allah, is not the objective. A lot of people do recognize the lordship of Allah. Even the kuffar, they do recognize the lordship of Allah. If you ask them who created, they will say Allah. But we need the lordship that leads you to what? To the worship. We need the rububiyyah التي تأخذك إلى الألوهية, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without this, forget it. Actually, you recognizing the lordship becomes an evidence against you. It's not going to benefit you. Here is these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the whole chapter with identifying that He is the creator. The creator of life. Anything that exists in the face of this earth was dead. Everything was dead. And Allah gives it what? Life. هو الذي خلق تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Then He took you immediately to what? Look above you. Look above you. Look at the heavens. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. He created seven layers of heaven. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. You do not see any inconsistencies, any deficiencies, any defects in that huge. You know, the creation of the heavens and the earth is tremendous. لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater as a task than the creation of the human. But a lot of people do not know this. Not only this, He created the heavens and the earth, perfect creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging you and me. انظر ما ترى في خلق الرحمن ارجع البصر. Look again. Look again. Come on, look. Look, see. Do you see any defects? ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين. Look again and again and again and again and again. You're going to end up what? ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. We're going to go down like this. Humbled. Humbled. Beautiful creation. Not only this, Allah decorated it. You know, when you make, you create something beautiful, what do you do at the end? You give it what?
Touch.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. We adorned the heavens which you see with lamps, lanterns, in reference to the stars, yani. And they do serve another purpose, and they are shooting stars for the jinn who go and try to eardrop on the angels as they execute the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. Then remember last lecture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you down to earth. We spoke about the heavens. Now let's talk about the earth. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. He made earth for you what? ذلولا. ذلولا means subservient to you. You can walk in it. You can dwell on it. You can live on it. Imagine, can you imagine earth filled with rocks, sharp rocks? Can you live on it? But look, you have places where you can bathe, you can build your own house. Not only this, you can grow your own food in there. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. All of these are in the sign of الترغيب. What is it? Targhib? Yani, the lollipop. Come on. Don't you see this? Huh? The targhib. Don't you see this? Huh? Don't you see this? طيب. If this doesn't work, look at this. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ. Then we're going to talk about what? التَّرْغِيب now. We're going to scare you now. ما شوف شو. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What? Al-Fatiha. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. If this doesn't work, then what? Maliki Yawm al-Din. Malik Liltak Sudar Yawm al-Din. If Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim or Rabbul Alameen doesn't work, Jannah doesn't work, mercy doesn't work, remember, there are consequences for your decisions. Maliki Yawm al-Din. He's going to get you in the Day of Judgment if you choose not to. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter, He's telling you what? I can get you in this world before the hereafter. This earth where you live on, now is the question, are you secure that Allah will not make it shake? And will make it swallow you, will make you sink beneath it. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Don't we have earthquakes? Come on. Don't we? We have a story of a man, the richest man actually history ever recognized through the revelation, Qarun. You know Qarun, his wealth, he was walking actually in a boastful manner, and what happened to him? Earth opened and swallowed him. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. شوف هذا. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Not only him, but his what? His palace. All are in earth. Well, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reference to this in al-hadith al-sahih regarding you wearing clothes that drags in the ground. When the sunnah ikhwa that you wear your clothes and your pants, this is a sunnah that we need to revive and adopt. Your pants, your clothes should be above your ankle. في منع في حذر. This is a major sin in Islam to do this, that you walk with your pants dragging in the ground, not just about cleanliness. And don't listen to these brothers who do not have the knowledge who tell you, ya akhi, Allah knows what's in your heart, that you're not doing this out of arrogance or pride. Ya akhi, promote the sunnah, ya sheikh. Promote the sunnah. Allah knows what's in the heart, but still promote the sunnah. Isn't it a sunnah? Isn't that what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do? Why do you leave the act like this? Why? Promote the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he was walking, Qarun, in a boastful way, and his clothes were, subhanallah, dragging behind him. Earth opened and swallowed him. It happened. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Have you ever experienced earthquake, ya ikhwa? Who experienced earthquake? Did you? Real one, not the small shaky one. I'll never forget this one. We had a one in Egypt, I think in the 80s. And I remember four brothers. We were in a flat in Cairo. And I remember, I'll never forget this for my older brother. He ran away and he left us. But we went, you know, they tell you that when there is an earthquake, you're supposed to do what? Go where? Underneath something, the bed or something. Yeah. But imagine this feeling. Earth is shaking. طيب. What about this? If the punishment does not come from beneath you, it could come from where? Above you. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. You know what حَاصِبًا means? من الحصباء. الحصباء is the pebbles, the stones. الحصباء اللي هو ال pebbles. You know the pebbles? They called حصباء. Now, the wind is going to come and lift these pebbles and becomes what? Like bullets shooting. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. فستعلمون كيف نذير. You will know that my warning to you is a serious warning.
Look, 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 look. A lot of people will say what? A lot of people will say what? Yeah, this is not going to happen. What this? Earth is always stable. Well, what are you talking? Yeah, we get some wind every now and then. Look, look.
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Listen, there are nations, there were nations before you who did like you. عَاد, ثَمُود. And guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with these punishments. How did Aad was punished? How? Subhanallah, ya ikhwa, something about the people of Aad. They tell you that their length, their tall, 40 feet, like skyscraper, the man. Imagine, can you imagine standing next to him? Imagine the length of the individual is 40 feet. ولذلك إيه؟ وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ. As for Aad, the people of Aad, they acted arrogantly in earth and they said, who's stronger than us? Who's stronger than me? You know, when do you make such a heinous, awful statement? You know when? When you forget about Allah. When you forget about Allah, you start forgetting about yourself, who you are. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forgot who Allah is. Because if you forget who Allah is, you're going to forget who you are. And you're going to assess yourself in a very wrong way, which will lead you astray. That is why, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them when they said, who's stronger than us? What did Allah say to them? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Don't they see that Allah, the one who created them, is stronger than them? How did Allah destroy the people of Aad? How? How? Rih. Imagine rih, wind. Strong wind. Like the wind would take one of them up there.
Al-haqqatu mal-haqqah. Wa ma adraka mal-haqqah. كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة فأما ثمود فأهلكوا بالطاغية.
Here it is.
وأما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبع ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما.
Just 7 days.
فترى القوم فيها صرعى كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية.
You know, a trunk of a palm tree that has nothing inside it. فالله is telling you, don't think that this is not going to happen to you. It could happen. Because I seized nations before you who acted like you.
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ.
Those who existed before them, in reference to these nations, belied the messengers, belied the message, rejected the command of Allah, refused to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. How was my punishment?
Oh, this is one of the greatest wisdoms, ya ikhwa. That we still see the ruins of these nations, their heritage, their monuments. Shuf Fir'aun, we still see the pyramids, and we still see. And this is the wisdom why, you know, Islam did not command us to demolish such ruins, like a lot of people
are under the impression, wrongfully. Yeah, if there is an icon that is people are actually worshipping, yeah, get rid of it. But reunions of people were not supposed to do that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his way to Tabuk, he passed by the ruins of Thamud and Aad. He actually said to the people, let's hurry up. I don't want to stay in a place where Allah destroyed the people. But he did not say, let's destroy the ruins. Let's destroy their monuments. He did not say that. Amr ibn al-As, during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came to Egypt. All these monuments were there. The pyramids were there. Nobody said destroy. Yeah, do like Umar, when you know the tree of Al-Hudaybiyah, the tree underneath the companions, beneath the companions giving the pledge, Bay'atul Aqaba. Huh? Yeah, at one stage people started going and, you know, visiting that tree. And, you know, trying to touch that tree. This is the tree under which the companions gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the pledge. And it was mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fath. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. During the time of Umar, the Muslims, some Muslims started going and what? Touching it, and Umar took it down. Yeah, there is a fitna, yeah. But, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwah, takes our attention to something very fascinating. Like he made us look at the heavens, then look at the earth, then he said, look in between. Look in between. You will see birds flying. Who makes these birds fly? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Don't they see the birds above them? صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْن. صَافَّات يعني holding their wings and releasing them. You know, صَافَّات. Like this, they do like this. SubhanAllah. With this little move, they stay up there. والطير يا إخوة is a weak creation. Huh? And look where the birds get their provision. Where they get their food? Where? In earth. SubhanAllah. It's like Allah is telling you, come on guys, come on, trust Allah, rely on Allah. Allah is the one who takes care of you. Allah is the one, look how he, ولذلك ورد في الحديث, لو أنكم توكلون على الله حق توكله. If you place your true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reliance that he deserves from you, لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. He will provide for you exactly. He will give you rizq exactly like he does for the birds. What do the birds do? You tell me by Allah, what do the birds do? In the morning they wake up and they do like this. And then they find the rizq. تغدو خماصة. They wake up in the morning. They only fly with empty bellies, stomachs. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَا. They come back with full stomach. Allah is able to do this. Allah is in control of these birds. Then comes in the next verse, because if they are insisting after all these warnings, what is it, you guys? Do you have partners who will protect you from Allah? Huh? That's why the verse comes what? أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Now, they may assume that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would seize them, would punish them for their rejection, for their kufr, there is someone who can what? Defend them. Allah is telling, who are the soldier who will defend you from Ar-Rahman? Who can? أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Some disbelievers will actually believe this. Man, I'll protect. My money will take care of me. My sultan. ولذلك يشوف وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهْ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهْ. What? لا لا الأول ما يا ليتها كانت القضية لك ما أغنى عني مالية. ما هو الكافر he thinks his money is gonna do what? My mal did not protect me. هلك عني سلطانية. Those are the powerful people, the people with power, the king, the queens, the people of authority. He has people running. Where? هلك عني سلطاني. Oh. You can't. No one can protect you from Allah. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن. Look at this. If you think this, إن الكافرون إلا في غرور, then you're deluded. ما هو الكافر يظن هذا. وذات إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا. The wealth and the children will not help you. In the day of judgment, Allah will tell the kafir that if you have earth filled with gold in order to ransom yourself from this, it's not going to help you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ. Not accepted. Don't think. طيب, look at the next question. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. Look at this. What about the rizq? أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ. If Allah doesn't provide for you, who will provide for you? Who will? شوف. بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍ وَنُفُورٍ. They are completely engulfed in those two attributes which are the foundation for kufr. Al-utu wa huwa al-kibr, arrogance. Al-nufur li'arad, turning away. Those are, ya ikhwa, the seed for kufr. That you actually arrogant, the person is arrogant to accept the truth. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the way, defined arrogance. He said, Al-kibru, arrogance, what? Batar al-haq. That you know that this is the truth and you don't accept it. And a lot of people like this, wallahi, the kuffar. Yani a lot of the kuffar inside them, they know that this is the truth. And this is what I should do with my life. But he doesn't want to do it because of what? And this is what the sin which got who in trouble? Shaytan. Nufur, that you turn away. Al-i'rad. I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not. ولذلك يا إخوة, سبحان الله, the conditions of لا إله إلا الله is what? Look at this. Look at the conditions of for you to come up with the conditions of la ilaha illallah, it defeats all these bad attributes, bad qualities. Look at this. Ilm that leads to certainty. You have the knowledge that leads to certainty. And this must lead you to accept the truth. Al-qabool. And al-qabool that you come in front of the people and you say, I accept it. ولذلك يا إخوة, a lot of occasions we end up with these brothers, they come to us and they say, Sheikh, wallahi, I have this person who I ask him, do you believe in God? He will say yes. Do you believe that God created the heavens and the earth? He will say yes. Do you believe there are any other deities out there, other gods out there? He will say no.
He's a Muslim sheikh. I think he's a Muslim. He's a believer. He's a Muslim. The guy is... He only believes that there is one God only. He believes that this God is the one who created and the one who provides. And he believes that there is a day of judgment. He's a Muslim sheikh, right? I said, okay, here is the test. Go tomorrow and ask him to come to the mosque and stand in front of the people and say, I bear witness, I testify that there is no deity worthy of my worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the one and only God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. And see what he will tell you. Then he will go the next day. Oh, by the way, man, that conversation that we had yesterday is so... I think you're a Muslim. Inshallah, yani, when do you have some free time in order to come to the mosque for you to declare what you believe in? Oh, no. Yeah, it's okay. It's between me and God. Look, knowledge that leads to certainty, that certainty must lead to acceptance. Acceptance that you stand and say what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Submission. Next is submission. Al-qabul wa taslim. Compliance. Pray. Fast. You may not be able to accomplish all the commands initially if you're a new Muslim, or but in principle you have no what objection to any of the commands. You're going to do your best to develop until you completely enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idkhulu fi as-silmi kaffa. These are the conditions of la ilaha illallah. You have to do this. Who provides for you? And that's why these questions are there. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَ بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍ وَنُفُورٍ. Look, the conditions of La ilaha illallah, and we quoted only the most important four of them. There is three that you must do this. All of them are important, of course. You must do this with love, truthfulness, and بصدق وإخلاص ومحبة and sincerity. Those are the seven conditions. But if you look at the conditions of La ilaha illallah, you will find out that they defeat these two qualities, two attributes, which bad attributes or bad qualities, that a person is arrogant or a person is turning away from compliance, from complying to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last verse that we have here, or the verse before last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets an interesting parable, example out of this world. What is this example? أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. The difference between the one who looked at the universe and asked who created this, and then he reached the conclusion, it is Allah. Then he decided to submit to Allah and live his life according to the deen of Allah. Do this, do not do this. Wallahi, ikhwa, one of the most enjoyable experience in the whole world, that you feel that you're conducting your life the way that your Creator wants from you. Everything. Look, everything that you do falls within the five الأحكام الشرعية بسموها, the Sharia, the commands of the Sharia. What are the five? Whether it is mandatory, you have to do it, recommended, permissible, مباح, disliked, حرام, استغفر الله. Imagine, all of your life is like this. Anything that you do is one of the... What you're doing right now is what? What? Mubah. Mubah. Mustahab. We can say mustahab too. Recommended. Actually, recommended is more... Allahu Akbar. After Allah, hayya ala salat. What? Mandatory. You have to do. You go home.
Yeah? You eat, you sleep, permissible. Huh? Even having a relationship with your spouse, permissible. You wake up, all your life is what? Is, you, imagine you go to the bathroom. I'm sorry, you go to the bathroom. Huh? It's, you enter with what? With your left. How you relieve yourself. How you wash. This is your creator. He told you to do all of this. One of the people who met Salman al-Farisi, al-Hadith Sahih Imam Muslim, and he said to him, man, your religion commands you to do everything, how to go to the bathroom, even how to go to the bathroom. What is this? What the religion is this? Your religion tells you how to conduct your lives, even how to relieve yourself. Look at Salman, how he answered. Yes. أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ commanded us to enter the bathroom with our left hand and do not use your right hand in washing your private parts. And you say, he actually started explaining to him the process of going to the bathroom just to show he's proud of his deen. Huh? Imagine, this is the or someone, or how, look how the kuffar lives their lives. Man, let's go get a joint tonight. Let's go get drunk tonight. Let's sleep with a woman tonight. Let's, what is this? أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Are they equal? Huh? The one who walks, look at this, look at the parable. The parable of a disbeliever, someone who rejects the command of Allah, rejects the belief in Allah, rejects the deen, is like someone who's walking on his face. And not only this, he stumbles, he falls down. Why? Because it's difficult to walk on your face. Add to this, the road is not paved. You see, the path of the believer is what? Clear, crystal clear. وقالوا يا إخوة هذه الآية نزلت في عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. Look at this. أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. والله, even though you're not Arabic speaking, but I'm certain that you know the meaning. ميتا is what? Dead. أحييناه. Given him life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ Look at this. We given him light with which he walks in earth. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ Like the one who is in darkness. Which one is better? وذاك يا إخوة الحديث حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في البخاري حديث إلهي حديث قدسي الله سبحانه وتعالى says what من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب whoever has enmity animosity or hatred towards my wali I declare war on that individual now here is how you attain the wilaya here is how you can attain the wilaya, being wali of Allah. How? Not, not like that. Waliullah. That's not what we're talking about. Here's how you attain the wilaya. Number one. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ My slave will not find anything that will bring him closer to me. Better than what I have mandated upon him. The 5 daily prayers, the zakah, the 1 month Ramadan. It's like these people who say, Al-Wulaya tells you what? You sit and reflect upon the creation of Allah is much better than you worshipping Allah for 1,000 years. This is a wulaya hadi, wulaya tidi. Wulaya halambusa hadi. أي ولاية منين لا يا أخي think about it بالله عليك by Allah I have a house ولله المثل الأعلى
And I tell you, for you to enter my house, you have to come from that door. For you to come to visit me, you have to come from that door. No, I'm going to jump from the window. And I'm your wali. Come on. La. Tariq, Tariq al-Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna. How to achieve la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. لذلك إيه؟ شوف وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه. Look at this. ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. Here it is. My slave will continue doing more than what I need mandatory upon him, meaning nawafil. 12 rak'ahs every day, sunnah. He prays the hajj that night. He fasts Mondays, Thursdays. The ninth of al-Ashura, the ninth of al-Yum'arafah, al-Ashura, Umrah, every now and then. What happens if he keeps making this voluntary? Hatta uhibba. Until I love that person. طيب, what happens if Allah loves you? فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. When I love that individual, I will be his vision with which he will see. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you see the truth. You know, you see, you can sit out there and you hear people talking to you as if, man, come on, man. You know, Allah makes you distinguish.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا.
Sometimes, ikhwa, we come across situations that you don't know, what is the truth? Man, I'm confused about this situation here. If you have taqwa in Allah, Allah will give you what? Will give you what? Furqan. You know what Furqan is? فَرَّقَ لَكَ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. He will help you differentiate the truth from the falsehood. You will see it. You're not going to be confused.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ.
If you believe in Allah, believe in the Messenger of Allah, and you have taqwa, you will receive two rewards, and He will give you light with which you will walk on earth.
هذا هو. But look at al-kafir. Look at al-kafir, how he lives his life, how he conducts himself. How.
أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Look at this again.
يا إخوة, I love the ending of Surah Tabarak. It's amazing. You know, it ended with a lot of قُلْ. 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 قل قل قل. You know what قل means, right? Say. Now Allah is addressing who? Those who believed. Give da'wah now. Be confident. Come on. Don't shy away. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة.
Come on, man. He created you. You dear kafir. Dear kafir. Look at this. Dear kafir. He created you. Dawa. Be nice. He created you. He made you. He make you have... Who gave you the hearing that you have? The vision that you have?
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ.
The intellect, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Where is your shukr? Why aren't you gratefulness to Allah for making you? Where were you before this world? Where were you? Who given you the life that you have? Who called you to come to this life? Allah. Who made you see? Sometimes, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would cause some individuals to lose their vision for you to appreciate the fact that you are what?
You're able to see. Sometimes we come across people who do not what? Hear. So that you can appreciate the fact that you hear. Huh? Sometimes we come across people who are insane. Sanity. They don't have sanity. So you appreciate the fact that Allah giving you a brain with which you handle yourself, that you don't become an object of mockery by the people around you. Come on, why are you taking these bounties for granted? قل هو look قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Look at the next قل. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. He is the one who placed you in this earth, and remember, you will go back to him. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still telling you, and I have to spare some for tomorrow, inshallah, still telling you, listen, you're going to tell them that, but they're going to come and tell you, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When is the day of judgment? And we don't think that there is a day of judgment. By the way, the one thing that the disbeliever will not accept, that there is a day of judgment. Because this is the only justification he has for not believing. The only justification. ولذلك زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا. Those who disbelieve, they claim زعم that they are not going to be resurrected. What did the Prophet, what did Allah say to the Prophet to tell them? What? قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبَعْثُنَّ. By my Lord, you will be resurrected, man. Look at this. No, what? Well, you're going to go and tell them, listen, Allah created you, man. Come on. He gave you that life, and one day you're going to die, and you're going to be raised up again. He said, no, there is no such a thing. He said, لَا بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبَعْثُنَّ. ولذلك in closing, يا إخوة, inshallah we finish here today. A kafir and a believer debated. And by the way, يا إخوة, بالله عليكم, يعني always learn this as a principle. When a Muslim is debating with a kafir or a Christian or a Jew, don't judge his aqidah from there. يعني. Don't say, oh, this sheikh, look, this sheikh believes this. Nah. Sometimes you may have to use argument that, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was debating with the people who worshipped the stars, he said, what? Don't think that Ibrahim believed in the moon or in the sun. A lot of people, that's mistaken. La, Ibrahim is debating with them. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. Ibrahim said, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Ibrahim said, this is my Lord, Ibrahim. أعوذ بالله. لا, he is debating with them. Debating with them. What, Ayman, you want me to stop? You're looking at those? Okay, inshallah. Can I just finish that story? Jazakallah khair. Man, look at this guy. So, المنجم, the one who does not believe in Allah and the hereafter, said what? زعم المنجم أن الأجساد لا تنشر. He said there is no day of judgment. He's saying this to who? To a Muslim. I said to them, or I said to him, فقلت إليه. Now you're saying that there is no resurrection. And I'm saying there is resurrection. Here is a debate. Using intellectual argument. If what you're telling me is the truth, let's assume that you're right. Again, I'm not believing them. What I'm going to lose? What I'm going to lose? Of our bodies, my body is not going to be raised up again. What I will lose? What will I lose? You're getting the point? So all of us are going to be what? Consumed then. إن صح قولك فلست بخاسر. But what if I am saying is right? وإن صح قولي Who's going to lose here? You will be a loser. So in both cases, I'm not what? I'm not a loser. This is exactly. هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. You know, when you go into a battlefield as a believer for the sake of Allah, a battlefield for the sake of Allah, sincerity is there. What you got to lose? You win, or you don't win and you die as a shaheed. End of story. But you, what? You're gonna lose if, وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَن يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَ. But you, whether you're gonna be punished at our hands, meaning that we're gonna kill you, or whether Allah will punish you. We continue, inshallah, tomorrow, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the last lecture, as we go over these قُلْ. I think four of them, five of them, which is now an invitation to the believers who believed in Allah and submitted to the Creator to go out there and give da'wah. Give da'wah, inshaAllah. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين.